You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. In this episode, we're getting to know Young Living brand ambassador, Adina Hamulik. Fitness, health, and nutrition have always been an important part of Adina's life. In 2011, she focused on competing in women's fitness competitions, and by 2012, she had earned her figure pro card with the National Gym Association. Impressively, Adina was a top 10 finalist in Bodybuilding.com's national competition for the 10 fittest women across the country. So what does Adina's journey look like? How does she balance being a mom? And what are some tips to get started? Find out on this episode of Drop of Inspiration. Welcome, Adina, and thanks for joining us by phone from Boise, Idaho. I want to give you some time to introduce yourself. Give us a little bit of a background about yourself, you know, when you came to Young Living, what, you know, your kind of whole journey is.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So as most of you know, I'm a mom to a two-year-old son. I'm also a figure competitor as well as a Young Living brand ambassador. I came to Young Living about a year and a half ago, and that really was just due to my fitness background. I would say one thing that people don't necessarily know about me is that I'm originally from Bosnia. I was born there, and due to the war conflict, my family and I had to travel to neighboring Croatia. And also while my dad was caught up in the war, and he was actually in a concentration camp. So once he got out, we moved to Germany. A lot of the countries had opened up their borders to us. And so we ended up in Germany for about 5.5 years before moving to the U.S.
So what was that like? I mean, these sound like really kind of tough times and like uncertain times, I guess you could say. What was that kind of like for you and your family?
It was really tough. At the beginning, you know, we didn't know whether the war was going to be just, you know, temporary or what, but it ended up obviously being for a long time and, you know, we're still here. So it was really hard. You know, I would say that it really taught me to work hard because my parents, you know, went through such a hard time. So just kind of going through it and watching them go through everything really, you know, really taught me to be persistent, just as far as everything really in my life. And so I would say that even though we encountered such a big change in our life, you know, due to the war and moving so much, you know, it just taught me to work hard, not to complain or give up. And this particularly came into play, at, you know, and it still comes into play at times when I question myself because, you know, I'm human and I do still question things. And, you know, I question, you know, can I be successful at what I'm doing or what I'm trying to accomplish with my career? So this life experience early on really taught me to make the best out of any situation that, you know, I may be in and just really adapt to my environment. I just feel like my parents, you know, they could have, just looking back on it, they could have given up. I mean, they could have given up hope, given up to get us to a better, you know, to a better and safer place. And it wasn't easy, but they kept going. They kept working hard. I mean, you know, learning two languages as adults wasn't easy for them.
No.
But, I mean, they did it. You know, they learned English. They learned German. And they could have had a million excuses not to do a lot of these things, but they didn't. So, you know, they worked hard, and I really admire and respect them for that. And so it really showed me the power of persistence and hard work. And also that kind of work ethic in anything will get you to success. It's a no fail to me.
Definitely. And that's a really powerful way to look on it. Because like you said, a lot of folks, you know, and that's no fault by their own, but, you know, could get really discouraged and disheartened and kind of just, you know, give up. With Young Living and, you know, you're an NGA pro, I kind of want to, you know, give you an opportunity to explain that a little bit for, you know, some of us that might not know that industry as well and just kind of what that looks like for us.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, the NGA stands for National Gym Association. And it is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to the natural drug-free athlete. So it's drug-free. It's completely natural. And there are three classes, bikini, figure, and bodybuilding. And so I'm a figure competitor. And so this particular class is it's a physique exhibition, so to say, that puts emphasis on muscle definition and not size. So it's kind of between the bikini and the bodybuilding.
Okay. So what inspired you to kind of start this journey in the NGO world? Like, was there a moment? Was there a person? Was it just kind of you had it in your brain always and you just decided to jump? Like, what did that look like?
So I definitely did not. I mean, I had no idea that I was going to end up in this field. But basically how it happened is that about 6 years ago, I tore my ACL skiing in a skiing accident.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And so I lost so much muscle. I mean, I went through surgery and everything, and I lost so much muscle that literally my pants would just fit funny. I mean, I could feel that my leg was just, you know, really skinny. I didn't have muscle. It was weaker than my other leg. And so it really, I just kind of sat there and I'm like, what can I do? And so it popped into my head. I'm like, hey, I could go to the gym and get a trainer. They sure could help me do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I decided to get a trainer. Because I really, I mean, honestly, I had no idea, you know, how do I get the muscle? I ran track and all of that throughout my life and I was active, but I really did not know how do I put on muscle? How do I eat right? And all of that. So I had no idea. And also during that time, the fitness competitions were becoming pretty popular in Boise. So I would, you know, I would see posters all over the gym and all of that. And so, you know, when you sit down with a trainer, they do ask you, hey, what's your goal? What are you trying to accomplish? And so I decided, what the heck? Let's just, you know, get me ready for one of these competitions. I just, you know, I decided for that because I felt like it would, you know, obviously it's a good goal and it would really keep me accountable to get in shape.
Yeah, if you're going to be on stage.
Exactly.
So when you were first starting, was there someone or, you know, something that inspired you? Because it is a lot of work to kind of try something new. And you know, at the beginning, who inspired you? And is there someone or you maybe a couple people who inspire you today?
Yeah. So in the beginning, I actually did not have a role model to look up to in this industry because it was brand new to me.
Yeah.
So it was mainly based on my own desire to get stronger and healthier. So I was pretty shocked by the muscle loss and weakness. And obviously being without a limb really puts things into perspective. So it was really just my own desire. It was pretty intimidating. I would stay stepping into the gym, you know, with all the people that were in shape. And, you know, today when someone tells me that, I totally understand them because I was there at one point. I was intimidated. But, you know, after a while, I started looking up to those people and using those fit people as my motivation.
Sure.
You know, yeah, I mean, I really started, you know, I kind of like, hey, you know, that girl or guy looks great. And I just kind of use that as my motivation to get to the gym and work out. And today, since I've been in the industry for a little bit now, today I really look up to Erin Stern. She is a figure competitor and she's actually a 2-time Miss Olympia in the sport.
Oh, wow.
And so she's a natural athlete. She, you know, I look up to her because she's natural and, you know, she's a really hard worker. I obviously follow her on social media. And, you know, but I would also say besides that, most of all, I am really inspired by the countless numbers of moms that I see out there who make time and effort to live a healthy lifestyle and lead their kids by example. I would say that's the most inspiring to me.
So a lot of our members are moms. So, you know, in Young Living, we've got quite a few of moms. Like, can you kind of explain your journey after becoming a mom and, you know, maybe some advice for the moms out there?
Yes, of course. So after I became a mom, of course, it was, you know, a lot of things were very different. And the moms out there know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, our bodies obviously are not, you know, the same. I mean, for the most part, they are, but they're a little different. And so because I was training for some time before I became a mom, you know, I was in tip-top shape and all of that. And then I had my son and things were a little different. I was very weak. Usually with pregnancy, you know, your core gets pretty weak. And just getting back into it, I was pretty anxious to get back to it. But then once I started, you know, I realized just how, I don't want to say behind I was, but just how out of whack my body was, so to say. And so once I got the clear from my doctor, I just started very slow. I mean, literally, I went to bodybuilding.com and I found a program. It was a postpartum program that was put together by Jamie Eason. And I followed it, you know, and even though I honestly could not do every single exercise exactly how she was doing it. I just kept going. And there were times, you know, I would time it like, okay, I'm putting Kai down for a nap and I've got about an hour. And so, again, a lot of moms can relate to this because it really is like that. Your life becomes, you know, it does revolve around the baby. And so, but what I would do first thing in the morning, I would put on my gym clothes because that meant, you know, a little bit of encouragement, like, hey, I've got my gym clothes on. So even if I'm running around all day, that's fine. If I can sneak in a workout, that's even better. I would say, you know, start out small, look for something, you know, like a program, because that'll keep you accountable and it'll also show you what to do. So I would definitely say stick to something that, you know, if you just give birth, something post-pregnancy, because what that's going to do is really focus on your core. And that is really the key before you move on to, you know, bigger things. So just take it slow and step by step and, you know, you'll get stronger.
So I follow you on social media and I love your posts and I'm always seeing you in the gym. But what is it like preparing for your competitions? I know you've got a couple coming up. You know, what's your training schedule look like? What does this, you know, competition mode look like for Adina?
I would say, you know, it is, I guess for when you're prepping for any competition, it's tough and you switch gears and you're in a different world. Competing in the sport that I compete in, I first have to say it's not normal because you are pushing your body to the extreme. And so you're really pushing your body once you get up on stage. That's not normal. I mean, nobody can live, you know, at like 7% body fat, you know, so that's pretty extreme. So I want people to understand what I do. It is extreme. And I have coaches and mentors that mentor me through this. I'm not alone. And so it's important to have someone that knows what they're doing. Because again, you're going to have those tough times. So it's pretty intense. It's definitely a lot of time, you know, just spent, you know, in the gym and understanding how your body responds to certain exercises and especially nutrition. I would say that the key component of this, you know, what I'm doing is nutrition. And really just when people come to me, because I'm also a personal trainer, when people come to me and I tell them, you know, you've got to be eating your food, they kind of get scared because they think that eating food is going to, you know, not necessarily get them into shape. But doing what I do, I know that food, you know, food is so important, especially whole and healthy foods. So for me, it's like really only about 30 to 40 minutes in the gym. And usually I get a lot of, oh my gosh, you know, how can you afford to spend 3 to 4 hours at the gym? And it's just funny to me because that is not what actually happens. You know, again, I think people kind of get shocked when I say, no, I actually only spend 30 to 40 minutes on my exercises. And then actually those big hours are actually spent in the kitchen, working on my food, you know, prepping them and whatnot. So, you know, I also have to check in with my coach every 2 weeks. And what happens at that time is, you know, we measure my body composition. So as far as, you know, a lot of people obviously know about body fat. So we measure that. We measure my lean muscle gain versus, you know, if there's any loss. And I have to say, I'd like to just point this out that, again, going back to there's good and bad days, I've definitely had my bad days where I've gone in and it's like, hey, you lost 2 pounds of muscle. And that's very detrimental, especially in my sport, because just to put things into perspective, to gain 2 pounds of muscle, it takes 4 to 6 weeks.
Wow.
And I lost it in about a week and a half because I was not following my nutrition. And that was only because I was going through some tough times, you know, just changes in my life. And so again, life happens. But you know what? I just used that as kind of like a motivation, like, you know what, I've got to get back on track. So that's kind of what it looks like. You know, it's just, like I said, it's a lot of time, and it's really mentally, I would say it's really hard too. You know, because it's just after a while, your body is just kind of, you know, tired. Like right now, I almost kind of feel like I've hit a wall. Like my body's exhausted. I don't want to eat all the food. So I definitely have those times where, again, you know, like I said, I question myself. I am just tired, but, you know, I just got to keep in mind, what is your goal? What is your why? Why did you start this journey? You know, for what, for who? And so I think it's really important to, you know, just remember that.
Yeah. So what's been one of the hardest moments and kind of what helped you push through that?
One of the hardest moments was that the first time around when I was prepping for a show, some people that were closest to me and that I expected to support me did not. You know, they wanted me to quit. They were not in an agreement with what I was doing to my body. And, you know, to me, it's like, well, I'm just trying to get healthy. And I'm, you know, so again, it's like going back to when you decide, hey, I'm going to go and do this in my business, or I'm going to go do this for my health. And then you've got those people that say, well, I don't think that you should do that. Or I had that. And honestly, like in my mind, I quit like 100 times over. And so that was really, really heartbreaking for me, and it was very hard. But I would say that what actually got me through those times is that the few, and I really mean few, close friends that really had my back, they were pretty much at every show, they were at every event, and they encouraged me to continue. You know, their love and support meant more to me than they know. You know, it's those people that, like, when someone says something super small to you, that, you know, maybe super small, but to you, it means the world. And that's kind of what happened to me. I really, you know, I also had to realize that this was for me, and all, you know, I had to realize all of the hard work that I was putting into this and the sacrifices that I had made. So I constantly, you know, I had to remind myself of my goal and the why. And so that really kept me going to win. You know, I eventually obviously won my pro card. And then it also led me to be recognized as one of bodybuilding's top 10 fittest women in the nation at that time.
Wow.
So it was well worth it to keep going.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Did your family's kind of story and journey, obviously that has to be a part of, you know, almost daily thought, but were there moments where, you know, you were struggling and you kind of were like, okay, like Adina, let's do this. Like your parents did, you know, was there any that type of dialogue?
Yeah, there definitely was. And, you know, as I mentioned before, that just everything that we've been through, which, you know, a lot of people may not realize, that really pushes me. Honestly, that is, I mean, that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Because, you know, and it's like as unfortunate as everything was, you know, you always obviously have to find a silver lining, and hopefully there is one. And I think in struggle there is, because I feel like hard work and just a good work ethic will get you to the success that you are looking for. And so to me, it's like, again, my parents could have had a million excuses. I mean, just a million, like, I don't know the language and this is too hard and that, and they didn't. I mean, I look at how I felt even going through the war as a child. I mean, I was only 6 years old and my brother was 5. And so when I think back, so my parents were my age right now, I'm 31. So they were my age when everything happened, and they had to, you know, get two little kids from like one country through like 3 different countries. I mean, so I sit there and I'm like, would I be able to do this with Kai? Right. I mean, I sure as heck would want to for Kai, because as moms, you obviously want to protect your children and you want to do what's best for them. So yes, I mean, this is like a daily reminder of just where I came from. I will never, ever forget that. And that is definitely what pushes me.
Yeah. So, you know, as you're working on, you know, yourself, on your families, on your goals, how do you stay up to date, and where do you look for inspiration and resources, and how do you find that next level?
So as I mentioned before, I'm a personal trainer and I work at Gold's Gym. So definitely working in that environment, you know, obviously I learn from other trainers too, and I still do a lot of shadowing. And so it's really good to get different perspectives from people. But I also do a lot of, you know, just reading and researching on my own too. So if I'm, you know, sitting down to put together a nutrition plan or a workout plan for a certain client, some really good, I would say, resources just as far as websites go, because you have to be careful with the internet and Google, because whatever you're searching for, you're going to find it. So you have to be, I would say that bodybuilding.com, you know, majority of people know bodybuilding.com. It's a pretty good tool because they've got everything weightlifting and anything really fitness related. Also for nutrition, the American Dietetic Association is really good. And then fitnesszone.com is also a great place for articles. So I would say, you know, just be careful where you're looking for your information, but those are the 3 websites that I utilize a lot.
So we've made it to another year, and, you know, I think this is a natural moment where a lot of people take time to, you know, look at their past year, look at the resolutions or goals, or, you know, maybe a little tweak here and there. And, you know, we talked a little bit about moms and, you know, kind of your experience after becoming a mom, but what would you say to someone who, you know, is just getting started in, you know, their fitness journey, whether it's, you know, getting ready for a marathon or it's training for a competition or, you know, anywhere in between? What would you say to those folks who are just getting started?
Yeah. So I would definitely say, you know, my best advice is to just keep at it, because I understand that it can be very intimidating, because I've had those moments at the gym as well. And so, and also just keep in mind that, you know, everyone starts somewhere. None of us were born in super fit shape. So,
right.
You know, have to realize that everybody started somewhere. And also just realize even the greatest athletes in the world have good and bad days. You know, they have coaches still that keep them accountable and push them and still train them to perfect, you know, whatever it is that they're doing. So there's going to be ups and downs. It's totally normal. It's natural. We're all humans. But being healthy and feeling strong is the best reward that you get out of the hard work that you put in. And also just another thing, too, that I find very important, and it's, I feel like, is the key to success on your journey, is to surround yourself with like-minded people and people that support you in your journey, because it really, I feel like it really makes a big difference. So whether that's, you know, a class that you join in the gym, whether that's a group of, you know, even just random people that meet up every Saturday to go for a jog or a run. For example, in my neighborhood, there were several moms that put together this group. You know, nobody knew each other, but they just said, hey, you know, is there any moms out there that want to get together for a run on like every Wednesday? And they did it. And so I think it's really, really crucial.
Oh, great.
You know, or even a blog that you follow. I think that's very important.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, you know, your story and all of your experiences and also your advice. I think it's super valuable. I would hate to leave this conversation, though, without asking your favorite Young Living products and, you know, what's always in your gym bag.
Yeah, of course. So definitely I'm going to go through several. So just because I do,
yeah.
You know, I do use quite a few, especially in my training. So I would say that my biggest and best friend right now is the Pure Protein Complete.
Yeah.
I mean, for obvious reasons, I'm building muscle and whatnot. I probably do the shakes, 4 times a day. Most importantly,
wow.
I do them before my workout and right after my workout. Some other products that have been vital to my training are the MegaCal, which I use. I usually do that before bed, just to relax the muscles. And it also can help with getting a good night's sleep. Also, some of the vitamins that I use every day, every morning, are Omega-Gize, Super B, Super C, and Agile-Ease. And vitamins are just very important when weightlifting and living an active lifestyle. So those are my go-to.
Yeah.
And then in my gym bag currently, right now, if you were to open it up, you could
yeah.
find my Deep Relief Roll-On, which, I mean, I always carry that with me. And it's just something that I use usually before I work out. You know, I'll just kind of roll it onto my wrist and just kind of take a couple deep breaths, or even like behind my neck. And then Power-Gize for my leg days, because those can be brutal. So I definitely take that. Also Ningxia Nitro. I love those because they're super tiny and I can just throw a couple into my bag or into
oh, yeah.
my car, really anywhere. And then definitely either a Wolfberry Crisp bar or a Sleek bar. I always keep those around because, again, I am really on a strict schedule as far as I have to be eating a lot. So those are always on hand, you know, just in case. So there it is.
Cool. Well, again, Adina, thank you so much for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. That was Young Living brand ambassador Adina. We're feeling inspired after hearing her story, so we'll be randomly selecting 2 listeners to receive a bag of Adina's favorite items mentioned in this episode. Comment on this episode's webpage and share the episode link on your social media pages for an opportunity to win. Check out the giveaway details on youngliving.com/podcast.
Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.